Pope Benedict gave his traditional Orbi et Orbi Christmas message in St. Peter's Square today. Charles Collins has this report.
Quando nacque Gesù nella grotta di Betlemme, una grande luce apparve sulla terra.
Today, a great light has come upon the earth. This is the message Pope Benedict gave during his Christmas Urbi et Orbi address. He said the light of Christ is the bearer of peace. He asked that this light shine forth and bring consolation to those who live in the darkness of poverty, injustice, and war, to those who are still denied their legitimate aspirations for a more secure existence, for health, education, stable employment, for fuller participation in civil and political responsibilities, free from oppression, and protected from conditions that offend against human dignity. The Holy Father said it is the most vulnerable members of society, women, children, the elderly, who are so often the victims of brutal armed conflicts, terrorism, and violence of every kind, which inflict such terrible sufferings on entire populations.
Il pensiero va soprattutto laddove rimbomba il fragore delle armi, alle martoriate terre del Darfur, della Somalia.
Pope Benedict made special mention of what he called the tortured regions of Darfur, Somalia, the north of the Democratic Republic of Congo, the border between Eritrea and Ethiopia, to the whole of the Middle East, especially Iraq, Lebanon and the Holy Land, to Afghanistan, Pakistan and Sri Lanka, to the Balkans, and to many other crisis situations that he says, unfortunately, are frequently forgotten.
E alle tante altre situazioni di crisi, spesso purtroppo dimenticate.
He asked that the child Jesus bring relief to those who are suffering and bestow upon political leaders the wisdom and courage to seek and find humane, just, and lasting solutions. At the end of the message, he bestowed his blessing, Urbi et Orbi.
Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos, et maneat semper.
The evening before, Pope Benedict celebrated Midnight Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. In his homily, he spoke about the importance of Christ coming to live among humanity.
In alcune rappresentazioni natalizie del tardo medioevo dell'inizio del tempo moderno,
he pointed out that in the late Middle Ages, nativity scenes often took place in a stable, which was made from a crumbling palace. He said this pointed to a certain truth, that in the town of David, his kingship begins again in a new way. The new throne is now the cross. Pope Benedict said the power coming from the cross, the power of self-giving goodness, is the true kingship. What Christ rebuilds is no ordinary palace. He came to restore beauty and dignity to creation, to the universe. That is what began at Christmas and makes the angels rejoice. After his Urbi et Orbi on Christmas Day, the Pope greeted pilgrims in dozens of languages. Here are just a sample. I'm Charles Collins.
May the birth of the Prince of Peace remind the world where its true happiness lies, and may your hearts be filled with hope and joy, for the Savior has been born for us. Irlandese, nolikone ifgolier, Ebraico, Hamashir nolad, Hak molad mebrach, Aramaico, Uele maran, Puhal shime, Hindi, Kriske Chan Mozavki Shub Kamae, Filipino, Maligayang Pasko at Manigong Bagong Taon, Guarani, Konavidad Arapeshe Matei Ame Peme, e finalmente Hodi descendit Lux Magna Super Terram. Buon Natale!